This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come with me now, back to the week of November 24th, 1973, Thanksgiving week that year, as it happens. Why, I hear you asking? Because the economy, that's why. We learned this morning that first-time claims for unemployment benefits have fallen to just 247,000, and not since late in 1973 has that number come in so low. And in the idle moments of our morning news meeting today, somebody asked, what was the economy like in 1973 anyway that so few people were applying for unemployment? All right, that somebody was Mitchell Hartman. Here he is from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
First off, in the fall of 1973, you would have been hearing this top Billboard hit on the radio. When I go round in circles. So to pick up on Billy Preston's lyrics, have we gone round in circles back to the good labor market of 1973 with low layoffs and unemployment claims? Not quite, says economist David Blitzer at Standard & Poor's.
I started graduate school in September of 1973, the 73-75 recession, which was a real dilly.
Blitzer explains through the early 1970s, unemployment had been very low, 3 to 5%. There were plenty of jobs in offices and factories back then. Wages were rising strongly. Then October 1973, the OPEC oil embargo. Energy prices soared. Prices soared across the economy. Unemployment spiked to 9%. It was stagflation, says economist William Spriggs at Howard University.
It's the ghost that haunts us today. And post-1980, we've lived with significantly lower inflation, but significantly lower wage growth and much higher levels of unemployment.
If only we could get back to those rock-bottom unemployment rates and really good paydays now. As Jim Croce sang in his number one song for the week of December 29th, 1973.
If I could save time in a bottle.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.